And welcome to In the Moment. I'm Stephanie Rissler. Even though it might not seem like it just yet, grilling season is upon us. It is a time spent outdoors with family and friends, and usually that means a grill is nearby. With nearly 25 years' experience, Josiah Citron, he's a respected chef, he's a restaurant owner, and author of the book, Charcoal, New Ways to Cook with Fire. There are nearly 100 recipes that are doable, and they look absolutely wonderful. Josiah, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing? Great to be on.
Very good. I did get a copy of your book, Job Well Done. I could not put it down looking through the recipes, all the different things that you had to offer in this book. You know, I know that you're a fixture in the Los Angeles area, very well known for your restaurants, your work. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in the Santa Monica, Venice area. I grew up to a French father and an American mother. My mother was a caterer, so she grew up cooking, and she had a radio show about food years ago on KCRW. And so I grew up around food, but I never knew I'd end up becoming a chef. And don't know exactly what it is. One day I decided I'm going to become a chef. I was probably about 17 years old. Off I went and started working in restaurants, then moved to France. Then pretty much within fine dining, I had a fine dining restaurant, still do in L.A., called Malise Restaurant for 20 years. But then a few years ago, I have been cooking and grilling at my house, you know, with my family and friends for the last 20 years. And I just kind of wanted a restaurant that was about that, because I love the feeling. And like you said in the opening, it's just like being around friends and family outside, happiness, summer, around the grill is always a great feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Some of these recipes are absolutely, they look wonderful. They made me want to go out, find these ingredients, and start testing my own skills. Here in South Dakota, the weather's a little cool, so I know our listeners are ready to get those grills going. You are admired in your field. You have appeared as a guest judge on Hell's Kitchen, Top Chef Junior. You've also been on PBS, The Mind of the Chef. What do you think it is about your style that's kind of set you apart from others?
Well, I think it's just the attention to detail I've always put into it, and our reluctant pursuit of excellence that's really set us apart. I mean, I think there's millions of great chefs out there and great cooks, and it's just, I think it's just taking that extra step and always staying 100% dedicated to the extra details and the extra step, whether it's finding ingredients, whether it's learning it, you know, figuring out the perfect way to cook something. It's just that extra step that is always, I think, set me apart.
I want to talk about the cook, Charcoal, New Ways to Cook with Fire. What is the inspiration behind this book? Was it something that your friends and family said, you know, you need to share this with others? Was it something that always was just burning within yourself that you wanted to put out there?
Well, so the restaurant kind of came upon me. It was just like, five years ago, I was like, oh, I want to do this restaurant. And once it came into me that I just saw the vision of it, Charcoal, and I just was, okay, I'm going to do it. And the restaurant took off, and it was so well. And then I had this cabbage dish, which the recipe's in the book, where we take the cabbage and we bury it inside the coals in the embers. And we let it cook, and it's for like an hour and 15 minutes. It's completely black on the outside. But when you cut into it, it's juicy, succulent, sweet, and smoky on the inside. And this is one of our signature dishes, and we serve that with the sumac yogurt with lemon and chive. And this dish became so popular in, you know, papers and magazines, everybody wanted the recipe. And at that point, I said, you know, we have a lot of really interesting different ways we're doing things here, so I think, you know, I want to do a book. And I always wanted to work with Joanne, so I thought it was a perfect, my co-author, I thought it was a perfect opportunity.
Well, it is very well done. You know, when I've talked with folks who like to grill, they always have their secret, whether it's a certain type of wood or a certain rub. When I was going through your book, you talked about two types of grills. Talk to us about these two types and why you chose these.
Okay, well, my favorite type of grill is a Komodo-style grill, which is ceramic. They're made out of ceramic, okay, and they're kind of like a dome, like a Weber, mm-hmm. but the ceramic holds the heat so well. So I chose them just because it creates the best cooking temperature to cook all different things, and it controls the heat the best.
And if people don't know, the Komodo, it's the big green egg. If you've seen it, it looks like a big green egg.
Big green egg, yes.
And then you mentioned
the kettle. But there's other ones all around now, too.
Okay. The kettle grill, is this a good one to use?
Yeah, kettle grills are basically Webers.
Yeah.
Kettle grill, it's basically a Weber, a metal grill. Very similar to the green egg. They all very well good to eat. I mean, I'm sorry, they're very good to use. They don't quite control the heat as well, but they do a great job.
And then you said look for 100% natural charcoal, no additives. Why is that?
Yes, that's lump charcoal. Mm-hmm. It burns the hottest and the most consistent. And I don't think so basically when you're cooking, right, a lot of times you have the juices are dropping down onto the burning coals, and then they hit the vapors and they're going back up, right, into your product. I don't think we want to have these briquettes that have all these additives and all this other stuff kind of going back into the food we're eating, right? We want to try and stay as clean and healthy as we can.
Do you have a favorite hickory, oak? Is there a favorite type of wood that you like to use, charcoal?
Well, I do. I like oak with a little hickory.
Okay. So let's talk about these recipes. As I was looking through it, of course, some of the first things that came up were recipes for some of the rubs and the sauces. Do you have a favorite that's in the book?
So I think my favorite rub would be the coffee rub. It's kind of like when I created that, I wanted to create like the perfect cup of coffee. What is that like? So the perfect rub. So I came up with coffee, orange zest, cardamom, brown sugar, and I created this rub and a little vanilla. And it's kind of like what I imagine the perfect cup of coffee to be like, the smells, the aromas of coffee. And then the other sauce I love is my steak sauce, my version of steak sauce. It's just something I think that everybody should always have in their fridge at all times because it's great on anything. Eggs, mm-hmm. on meats, chicken, fish. It's just one of those things that everyone should have in their fridge.
So you have your favorites. Is there a favorite that patrons that go to your restaurant have that seems to be ordered the most?
The cabbage is one that's ordered all the time for the vegetables, and the lamb ribs. People go nuts. We have a smoked lamb ribs and with a black bean, fermented black bean rub on it, and it's a grilled scallion vinaigrette, and these lamb ribs, like, they go nuts. We take them off during summer because the quality is not as good, and people just can't wait for them to come back in the fall.
Okay. A question coming in. Someone wants to know if there is a secret to grilling fruits. With the natural sugar, sometimes they tend to burn for folks. Do you have a secret to grilling fruit?
Well, I just think you need to do it, depending on where you're going to put it on the grill. The firmer fruit's better, but it's just one of those things that you have to just be careful and precise with it when grilling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, if it's the sugars are going to burn always, so you just have to put it in a part of the grill that's not quite as hot.
Okay, good to know. One of the things when I was reading through the book, you talked about many vegetarians will come to your restaurant because of your attention to ingredient. What is it about some of your dishes, your technique, that have attracted so many vegetarians?
Well, I think it's first this trend these days. A lot of chefs are putting lots of meats and bacons in all their vegetables, and at charcoal, we don't do that. we let the meats speak for themselves and we let the vegetables speak for themselves. And then the way we take about preparing, for example, we have a fennel that's in this book, where we take the fennel and we actually mix salt and egg whites together, and then we wrap the fennel in that salt crust, and we use a little cheesecloth to hold it together, and then we just throw it inside the coals, right in the embers, and we let it cook until it's succulent and perfectly cooked through. And we take it out, we remove all of the salt, wipe it off, and we serve it with a tomato, olive, and like an orange vinaigrette. But when you eat it, it's very meaty. It's very satisfying. It's like a whole course.
Okay. Okay. Is searing meat a must when grilling or when cooking on a grill?
Well, we want to sear it. Yes, we do want to get a sear on it. I actually take a little bit of a different approach to it. I like to turn the meat many times. Every 30 seconds, we like to turn it. So if we're going to cook something, for example, a 1 pound, 16-ounce New York steak, we'll leave it at room temperature for 30 minutes. We'll season it with salt and pepper. Then we'll put it on the grill, the hot grill, and we'll put it down on one side for 30 seconds. We'll flip it to the other side for 30 seconds, and we'll do that for 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll take it off the grill and let it rest for 3 minutes. And then we'll repeat that same process 2 more times. So basically it grills for 9 minutes and rests for 9 minutes. And this way you control the temperature, so you're not having a lot of heat going inside. So you get a perfectly charred outside with a beautiful medium rare inside. So it's not charred and raw on the inside like so many times, but it's not overcooked either.
All right. Very good. In terms of your recipes, you also have, it looks like, some very delicious drinks. One I came across, the Grilled Tomato Bloody Mary, also the Midnight Margarita. Are these things that folks, you know, you hear, they want the recipe, they want to create things like this?
Yes, that's one of the most, especially the Midnight Margarita. Because it's stunning. It's black with the white foam on top. You know, those sell in the restaurant. Like once one goes out, the first person orders one, it's like the whole bar is going to be like, I want one of those. So basically what we do is we make a margarita, but we infuse tequila with activated charcoal.
Okay.
We like to say that you get to detox and talk at the same time.
Well, it looks absolutely amazing. I was looking at it wondering if I could make it at home. The book has many traditional recipes. It also has some recipes that folks maybe thought they could never grill. And then I also came across, you said, if you don't have the ingredients on hand, maybe go to your farmer's market and start there. With grilling season right around the corner, what's your best advice, maybe for folks in rural parts of our state that don't have access to some of these top-notch ingredients, but they can get stuff at their local market? Where's the best place to start?
Well, I think the best place to start is what's fresh and in season and what you can find. Because I'd rather someone change the recipe and play with some other ingredient than use something that's not fresh. So when you go to your local farmer's market, whatever the farmers have that's fresh, you can take that and you can use that in place of anything else in the book. And I think that we try to give some different tips and times on cooking it, and if it's similar to that, the times will be pretty close.
Very good. Josiah Citron, author of Charcoal, many recipes that we can all prepare this grilling season. Thanks for being with us and for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me on.